I'm Lisa DeLay, and you're listening to the Spark My Muse podcast. Hello, everybody. This is Lisa. I'm back again for another lesson in Soul School. This is lesson number 6, and it's called The Stories We Accidentally Tell About Ourselves. Before I get into the lesson, I wanted to let you know that I wrote a new book. It's not a book exactly. It's more like a pocket guide. It's a little bit of a book in the sense of there's a little bit of background in it, an instruction in a way. But it's written to help guide you if you're at a crossroads in your life, trying to decide between doing two good things. For instance, should I leave my job for another job? Should I get more education? Should I get into a more serious relationship with the person I'm with? There's these kinds of decisions that we come into that aren't choosing between something good and something bad. They're choosing between two good things. And what I did in this book, and the title sounds a little cheeky, and I didn't mean for it to sound that way, but the title's called Forked, because we come to forks in the road. It's called Forked, A Discernment Pocket Guide for Choosing Wisely Between Two Good Things. And I took, as my inspiration, I took the spiritual exercises from Ignatius of Loyola. And if you know anything about him, about 400 years ago, he wrote this book called The Spiritual Exercises. And what he noticed that within him, he could tell that there were these two sort of warring factions of his inner world. That's how he sort of saw things. These warring factions were the consolations of God and the desolation. And the desolation is the absence of God. The consolations draw us toward God, and the consolations are sort of the absence. The book goes into this a little in more detail. And what I did was a contemporary rendition of it, a much more simplified version. And in talking about these movements and these inner stirrings as a lens to understand ourselves and understand how we can discern a path, you also go through a series of exercises and questions that you ask yourself and you pray about that help you decide what might be the best path. And also taking into consideration that if you're in obedience to God, you're not doing anything sinful or detrimental to anyone or yourself, that there isn't really a bad path to choose. It's like choosing between good, better, and best. So really you just need to take a very good inventory of yourself. So there's really nice specific things you can ask yourself to really get a sense of the best direction for you. I was so amazed by these teachings and by these exercises. I thought they needed a little bit of fresh air breathed into them and a modern rendition. So that's why I made this, and I think it's very helpful. You can read a free sample at sparkmymuse.com, and there'll be a tab that says Recently Forked. Don't take that the wrong way, but click on that tab and you'll find it, and it's on amazon.com, and you can find it there, and I hope you enjoy it. I had a conversation with a woman not that long ago, and it was a conversation, one of maybe 5 I had had with her, and a realization came to me, and I realized that this woman, in about 5 interactions she had with me, she had somehow managed to tell me each time how she had messed up. It was really fascinating. In one instance, she told me how she had messed up with her kids. In another instance, she told me how she was late or forgot something or something else. And I noticed, oh, she's trying to tell me, she doesn't realize it probably, but she's trying to tell me that she's a screw up. And I thought, that's a story she's telling me about herself. I don't believe it. I think there's way more to her than that. But that's what she believes about herself. And it made me realize that I also tell stories accidentally about myself too. And then I realized, of course, that we all do. This isn't something that just I do or just this woman does. We all accidentally tell stories about ourselves. And these stories that we tell about ourselves start off, of course, as thoughts in our head, feelings and thoughts and beliefs we have about ourselves that come out in the conversations and the messages we put out in the world. And if you think about it, if we do a thought experiment in this soul school, you'll be able to notice these stories that you're putting out into the world too. Some of these stories are totally phony ones. They're the stories that we hope people believe about us. Maybe we hope that people think we have it all together, or that we're somehow more brave or more powerful or more amazing than we really are. And some of those stories we can't help but put out there. And I think people can see through them pretty quickly. And not to condemn any one of our stories, whether they're stories that say good things about us or bad things or phony things, I'm not putting a judgment on them. I'm just making an observation. We have to be the judge of our own stories ultimately and decide if maybe there's an invitation there to add another chapter to our stories. So if you think about this for just a minute, what are some of the stories that you're telling? And I wrote up a list, and see if you can see if some of these stories are stories you're accidentally telling. You might see yourself in some of these, and you might see people that you know in some of these. You might hear these sometimes. You might hear this story: people always let me down. Or, the world is really cruel. Or, I really need things to go my way or I'm going to be upset. Or, I want to get what I want. Or, people are basically bad. Or, I'm really, really lucky. I'm really, really blessed. Or, you might hear this one: I'm really powerful and I need you to know that, or I feel really, really weak. Or, I'm really smart, and you have to know that, or I feel pretty stupid. Or, I'm really wounded, and I'm really sad, and I need to tell you that quite a bit, because it makes me feel better to tell you. Or, I'm really acquainted with failure. There are so many more stories that we accidentally tell people. And there's really nothing wrong with telling people our stories. But we have to be aware that we are telling stories about ourselves. And we have to be willing, I think, to add new chapters to our stories that include hope and redemption and a willingness to add life back in to some of the staleness or the deadness that our stories have turned into, if they've turned into those things. And maybe we have to be willing to add new chapters to the stories that have become inauthentic or facades, and tear down some of those facades. And ultimately, we aren't the main characters and the protagonists in our stories, even though we tend to think that we are. We're characters, part of something much, much grander than us. The story is weaving in and out with people and circumstances and all of creation vibrating in this much grander storyscape that God is the author of and the source of, the source that we're all plugged into and emanating from. And God is slowly revealing himself in and through us so that we can be vehicles of love in this world. And so my homework for you this week until Soul School lesson number 7 is to be aware of the stories you're accidentally telling others. Be willing to add new chapters that are authentic and that are filled with hope. And be willing to come alongside people who you have built up trust with and help them to see the stories in their lives. Now, I'm not encouraging you to go up to someone and tell them, hey, here's the story that you are telling me about yourself, that you are power hungry and have a fragile ego. I don't recommend that. But if you already know and love someone and they know and love you and trust you, you might reveal that to them, or you might recommend this episode and see if they can figure it out on their own. But we all have stories like that. We have less than helpful stories that we are telling ourselves and that we are telling others accidentally. So I wish you blessing in this week, and I wish you a better story and additional chapters of redemption and hope.